renew certain aspects of the asphalt needs for the county, as we did earlier this morning. This bid was for laid in place and for picked up. It went out on March the 17th, closed last week. We received the responses from two different companies, Leo Jernigan Construction and Table Rock Asphalt, Table Rock Construction Company. Each of you should have a award recommendation letter from the purchasing department reflecting all the details and information on how Road and Bridge is prepared to make their recommendation for award. And, the way this recommendation is laid out is involving both vendors for asphalt needs to be laid in place by the bidder for items number 3.2.1 and 3.2.2. The recommendation by Road and Bridge is to designate Leo Jernigan Construction Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri as primary supplier and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company Incorporated of Branson, Missouri as secondary supplier. For the asphalt needs for the county to be picked up at Bidder's Plant, Taney County Road and Bridge Department has a reversal on that as far as items 3.3.1, 3.3.2, 3.3.3, and 3.4.1. Recommends Table Rock Asphalt as the primary supplier and Jernigan Construction as a secondary supplier. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff at this time. He did some calculations on this that reflect the fact that this will ensure the best possible prices for Taney County if the commission agrees to award as such. Mr. Huff.
I have reviewed the two bid responses for the asphalt and did some calculations. It would be quite a bit different price per mile in the laid in place. So therefore, I do recommend Leo Jernigan for the laid in place and Table Rock Asphalt for the picked up.
Is the in the bid specs, does it say what the description of material is supposed to be as far as the makeup?
It does
the makeup
state in
of
there that it needs to be a virgin mix.
Virgin mix, okay.
Meeting
the MDC MoDOT
requirements.
Right. Move to award portions 3.2.1 and 3.2.2 of bid number 201803-403 to Leo Jernigan as primary and Table Rock Construction as secondary.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to award portions 3.3.1, 3.3.2, 3.3.3, and 3.4.1 of bid number 201803-403 to Table Rock Construction as primary and Leo Jernigan Construction as secondary.
Second for discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
I'm assuming it goes without saying that you've had no issues with either one of these companies in regard to the project. What was it, you know?
We haven't used Leo Jernigan for quite some time, so I can't say good or bad without trying it. And you know, we'll have to do testing of it to make sure it's the virgin mix.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Those vendors will be notified that contract drafts are already prepared to submit to legal reflecting the awards you just did.
Bid recommendations for concrete, number 201803404.
Yes, thank you. That request was made by Kent County Road and Bridge, released March 17th, concrete needs, number as quoted, closed last week. We received responses from two different companies, from Conco Companies in Springfield and from Table Rock Construction. This bid is for three different items of concrete needs by the county. The first vendor, Conco Companies Incorporated, came in at a little bit lower pricing than Table Rock. On the three items, 3.1.1 for concrete class B1, they came in at $133 per cubic yard. Table Rock Asphalt, Table Rock Construction at $137 per cubic yard. For item number 3.1.2, standard six-bag mix. Conco Company's bid response was for $127.50 per cubic yard. Table Rock Construction was $132 per cubic yard. For the last item on this bid, 3.1.3 for flowable fill. Conco Companies came in at $113.50 per cubic yard. Table Rock Construction at $121.50. Tank County Road and Bridge did a full review of these bid responses and were prepared this morning to recommend Conco Companies as the primary supplier of the concrete needs for Tank County for the coming year. Table Rock Construction as secondary. And I turn it over to Mr. Huff.
I do recommend Conco to be the primary for it, the concrete, and Table Rock Construction for the secondary.
Will these prices include delivery?
There is the delivery charge included in there. Mm-hmm.
In their bid, a scale.
And then, okay, so that's the $133's delivered price?
Depending on where it's at, it will go per mile, and they turned in a chart for that.
Okay. So there may be times whenever one's cheaper than the other, just based on distance?
That's the beauty part of the work, primary
and secondary. And then we've used both companies in the past, have we not?
Yes.
Actually, Conco has a plant in Hollister, so that's good. I always thought they were in Springfield.
Yeah, they've got one out there. Yeah. I think it's right next to Jernigan, is it not?
Yeah.
Move to award bid number 201803-404. To Conco Companies Incorporated as primary and Table Rock Construction as secondary, based on recommendation by both Mr. Hayes and Mr. Huff.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will notify the vendors and submit the legal drafts accordingly.
Bid recommendations for tackle oil, number 201803-405.
Yes, thank you. This is the last bid we have for y'all this morning. Each of you should have received a recommendation sheet from the purchasing department indicating the details of this particular bid. It is very specific for CSS-1 tack oil, highway tack oil, is the bid title. Was released on March the 17th, closed last week. In this instance, we only received one response to this item, assuming due to the specificity of it. Bid requests and bid invitations were sent out to the usual amount of vendors, I think a dozen or so. But this particular response was received from Coastal Energy Corporation, again, for CSS-1 tack oil, in the amount of $1.90 per gallon, and Tane County Road and Bridge has reviewed the bid response entirely. It does qualify, fully meets all the specifications and requirements as asked for. And Mr. Huff is hereby formally recommending award to Coastal Energy Company. We're fully familiar with. Turn it over to Mr. Huff.
What that particular item is, when we do our own patching, it helps keep the patching stuck to the hot mix, and therefore that type of oil will go along with the other oil we use for the chip seal, because you can get them mixed up with the cationic, anionic, the positive, negative charge, and this will do the job.
Did you just get
chemistry
lesson?
We don't go through that much, really. I mean,
sound like a magnet.
Do we keep that in a tank somewhere?
No.
So
well,
we go get it.
We go get it, and then every day we're using it, and it takes quite a while to empty one distributor load. We'll go through probably a half a dozen throughout the patching season, and that's all we use it for is patching.
This is for my education. Is it hot at a certain temperature?
Yes.
Or is it cold?
It is a heated oil.
Move to award bid number 201803-405 to Coastal Energy Corporation. Based on Mr. Huff's recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioner. We'll notify that vendor and submit the legal drafts accordingly.
Thank you.
Appreciate your help.
Right back at you.
Quick claim deed, Silverleaf Resorts, - Coon Creek easement.
The only thing I had was that it was on the agenda. I didn't get an actual. Did we actually get the?
We have
the agreement between them. Everything's been. Okay.
There's the quick claim deed.
Huff, do you guys want to talk about it at all, or do we just need to? So we can just get it recorded?
It actually was lacking your signature of paid to where the county commission accepted before it can be recorded. Similar to the Eastern County Commission has to accept that. Your claim deed has to be recorded without that signature page to my sign. So that would
be okay. This is okay.
Is that the approval of covenant?
Right.
This is what you, yeah.
Move to accept and approve the quit claim deed by and between Silverleaf Resorts and the county, Tane County.
You think it's necessary to go ahead and second for discussion?
Second for discussion.
Do you think it's necessary to go ahead and reference Ascension?
I was wondering that. Amend my motion to include, after Silverleaf Resorts, a Texas corporation and successor to Ascension Resorts, LTD.
Amend my second. Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Got MoDOT monthly update.